Police searched Gacy's home and found the decomposed remains of three bodies in a dirt crawl space under the house.
We have an individual who apparently has the uncontrollable desire to kill.
I just killed my mom and my sister.
The East Area Rapist, just when you thought the story couldn't get any worse.
Wrists and ankles chained, gagged, probably blindfolded.
Tomorrow marks 30 years since Johnny Gosch disappeared on his paper route.
It's Murder Monday. Listener discretion is advised.
Today, we're talking about the story of two Dutch girls from the Netherlands who went on a hike while on vacation and never came back. You can see pictures of these two girls on our Instagram at Radio Now AM Show. Chris Kramers was 21 and Lisanne Froon was 22, and the girls had just graduated college. And to celebrate, they planned a six-week trip to Panama to learn Spanish and volunteer with children. The girls also thought they would do some fun things in their free time, like go hiking. One of the trails they decided on was pretty straightforward and only a 2.6-mile hike that took approximately 3 to 5 hours to hike up and back down with 2,000 feet of elevation. The young women didn't realize that they would not be coming out of the jungle alive. Chris and Lisanne died on or either shortly after April 1st, 2014, while hiking in the town of Boquete near the Continental Divide in Panama. On April 1st, before their hike, the girls were seen having brunch with two young men. Around 11 a.m., the girls set out on their hike with their host dog named Blue and departed from the young men they were with. When Blue arrived home that night without the young women, the host family they were staying with became very concerned. At this time, Chris and Lisanne's parents also stopped receiving texts, which was very out of character for them because they had been keeping in touch up until that point. The next morning, the girls missed their appointment with a local tour guide. The authorities were notified by the host parents that morning, but they took the case very lightly and didn't take action until April 3rd when they were still missing. On April 3rd, authorities and even locals began searching, and on April 6th, their parents arrived in Panama. An extensive search of the area was conducted for 10 days, but nothing ever came of it, and the case went cold. 10 weeks later, on June 14th, a local turned in a blue book bag that she found by a riverbank in her village, which was approximately 12 hours from the Continental Divide where they went hiking. She said that the backpack was not there the day before and that it was dry and in good condition. Authorities determined it was Lisanne's. Inside the bag contained two pairs of sunglasses, $83 in cash, Lisanne's passport, a water bottle, Lisanne's camera, two bras, and the woman's phones. When we come back, I will tell you what important items in the backpack would be used for evidence and what happened to the two young girls. We're talking about the case of Chris Kramers and Lisanne Froon. You can see pictures of them and also some photos that were taken from Lisanne's camera that was found on our Instagram at Radio Now AM Show.
Yeah, I just looked at them. Very chilling.
Yes. We left off with the authorities finding Lisanne's book bag. When they got a hold of the girls' cell phones, they looked at their cell phone records and they noticed there was a lot of strange cell phone usage. Just hours after they ventured out on their hike, they tried calling 112, which is the international emergency number, and 911, but their signal was so bad the calls never actually went through, except one, which only lasted a second. The call stopped on April 3rd, but on April 7th, there were 77 incorrect PIN numbers entered on Chris's phone. This either indicates something happened to Chris and Lisanne was trying to figure out her passcode, or someone else completely different had gotten a hold of the phone. But if someone was trying to contact emergency services, you don't need to know the passcode.
Right.
So it's unsure of what that person was trying to do with the cell phone.
Right.
The camera contained 10 selfies of the girls after they had reached the peak on April 1st, in which the girls looked very happy and in good spirits. Then after those, the next 90 photos were taken between 1 a.m. and 4 a.m. on April 8th, and they were much more eerie. They were photos taken at night with the flash on in the jungle. You can't really make anything out in them, but they are disturbing images just knowing the circumstances of what was going on.
Yeah.
And you can see some of those photos on our Instagram at Radio Now AM Show. One theory is that the girls, or one of the girls, were using the flash as a guide through the jungle at the night. But that theory doesn't quite settle well, because we know that when the girls left, it was pretty clear they only planned on going on a day hike because they didn't bring much water or food with them. For them to survive a whole week basically without any food or water in the jungle is possible, but not very likely. There's one more strange thing about the images on the camera. The photos were numbered, and there is exactly one photo missing. And that photo was between the daytime photos taken on April 1st and the nighttime photos taken on April 8th. They have no idea what this photo was of or what happened to it.
Wow.
The backpack led new searches in which jean shorts, a boot with a foot still inside it,
what?
And 33 other bones were found with some skin still attached.
Oh my goodness.
This was all found near the backpack and confirmed to be both Chris's and Lisanne's bones. But there were a few bones that are still actually unknown on who they belong to. The remains were found by a tour guide they were supposed to meet up with the next morning on April 2nd. The same tour guide who offered to guide them through their hike on April 1st, but the girls denied the offer. The story the officials are telling is that the girls just got lost and died due to lack of food and water and possible injuries, since the cause of death cannot be determined. But a lot of locals and people back in the Netherlands believe something more sinister happened and that the officials are covering it up due to being a high tourist area. There was not a proper investigation done, and authorities waited far too long to start investigating. They missed a 48-hour window, and now there are multiple cases of young women going missing while hiking in the area. There are a lot of things that don't add up to this story, and we don't know if we will ever know exactly what happened on that day when they first set out for their hike.
Mm-mm.
Now, there are theories behind the local tour guide that he had some involvement.
Oh, really?
And he could possibly be the one to do it. But since the authorities closed the investigation, he was never further investigated.
Dang.
So scary and just so sad,
yeah,
that their families and don't get any sort of closure with what, like, knowing what actually happened.
Right. There's no way they just got lost and died. You don't have your foot still in
exactly.
a shoe separated.
Exactly. That's what I think. And if it was, you know, animals, they would be able to tell with like teeth marks and things like that. But there wasn't. And also that brings in another question, like who was taking the pictures on their like camera?
Yeah.
And why was one photo deleted?
Just one.
One photo deleted. And they don't know if that's on April 1st or on April 8th. It's just, there's a lot of things about this that don't make sense. And especially the fact that they went missing and had no cell activity.
Yeah.
And then 5 days later, there were 77 like new wrong pins entered onto her phone. Like that many days later,
yeah,
it just doesn't add up. It's very scary. But you can check out the pictures of the two girls, some of the photos that they saw on their camera from like the night using the flash, and also the boot with the foot still inside. You can see all that on our Instagram at Radio Now AM Show. That's Murder Monday.